I really, really do wish that Ukrainians, would at this point wave their flag in freedom. The headlines, Ukraine, or the happenings in Ukraine, is still making headlines. It's still making headlines right now. And the fact that Africans, some Nigerians, are stranded due to that happening right now. It's really heartbreaking. It's really, really heartbreaking. And our heart goes out to those Nigerians that are stranded, looking for a way to leave that vicinity. But welcome, Lagos. How are you this morning? We hope that you are also not feeling down by the news, by the happenings between Ukraine and Russia. We're hoping that you are not deterred. We're hoping that you don't feel so bad or so terrified by the news. We know we're all terrified, trust me. but we hope, we really do hope that you're in a good frame of mind. It's What's Up Lagos with the Tekes. I am Andrea Odwobi Teke. I'm not here alone.
Yes, indeed. This is the voice of the microphone heavyweight Collins. Teke. Yes, indeed, we are the Tekes, and it's good to be here again with you, Andrea.
All right, it's always a pleasure to host this show with you. I feel like I said, I'm a little terrified. I'm a little terrified.
Terrified is quite a heavy word.
It is, I know, but
like
I am.
If you say, just in case, Russia, just say, hey, Nigeria. Just in case.
I am. I can't even lie. Yeah. I mean, it just shows that where seemed like a safe haven today might become a war zone tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. You see the importance of following and knowing what's happening. That's why Nigerian Info is here, to ensure that Nigerians are kept abreast with happenings from all around the world. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can be very, what's that word? Fanatical in nature.
Okay.
All right. You know, we don't look at things objectively. We just, what's it sound? We just, let's follow our own. You know, what's our business? What's happening all over the world? And one in Nigeria, have we settled it? You know, when you think that way, I just have one word for you. I mean, is that you don't understand that no nation lives in isolation. And you don't want to know how many treaties or how many agreements your country has signed with other countries. I'm not sure you're aware of any of them. You perhaps are not aware of the details of some of these things. And because human beings are created naturally not to live in isolation, but, you know, there's something called interdependence. Mm. We are interdependent in nature. Nobody can just say, okay, I'm just going to be on my own, as it were. So that also tells you that whatever is happening out there, it might be millions of miles away from you, but can affect your life right here, right there in Otukpo, wherever you are, whether it's in, you know, Umuchima, or in Iagwa, or you are in Urata.
Why am I mentioning all these places? You had to go there.
Or maybe you are in Okitipupa, or Kpokpo Yemoja. Wherever you are, you know, it can affect you.
Right.
So it's important for us to, that's why I give kudos again to the station for the direction to ensure that people get information, irrespective of where the information, I mean, relevant information, as it were. Mm. And truly, what's happening in Russia, Ukraine.
It's really heartbreaking.
It is.
So I saw a video, I've been following the news, and I saw how that, you know, civilians, they had to, you know, learn to use the weapon.
Yeah, they took up weapons,
right? Yeah, so that they can be recruited and fight in the war. I feel really bad. I saw a woman, she was shedding so much tears, the teacher, and she said she had to do it. She has no other country but, you know, Ukraine, and so she has to do it for her country. Mm-hmm. And that really, really melted my heart. It really showed how brave she was and all of that. But how it affects us here, a lot of our brothers and sisters are stranded there right now. And shout out to Daddy Freeze. I see that he has been reaching out.
Yep, I mean, he had a conversation with some Nigerians. In fact, some days ago, Nigerians based there, and they were setting Mama Bright's, if I remember, who actually owns a restaurant and also a hostel where Nigerian students or Nigerians were based in Ukraine come in there and, you know, have their meals and all. And on that particular day when this started, you know, she was offering free meals.
Wow.
You know, free meals to all Nigerians there. I mean, I saw them. Wow. You know, the guys were eating the food, real Nigerian meal. They were like, even if today is our last day,
right,
even if bomb will meet us, at least let me die eating ogbono. You know, that was a joke, but guys, right, sincerely, it was really heartwarming to see that how Nigerians came together. And another development over the weekend was the development of the fact that, of course, a lot of people are migrating or moving from Ukraine to Poland. And how Nigerian racism was seen, obviously, in display, as it were, that they were refusing
Africans
from getting on the train going to Poland. And then there was one particular one that got me. So there's another bus or train that said, look, this is for women and children. And then this man was with his pregnant wife, who was, you know, very heavy. They now separated the man from his wife.
Wow.
They took the wife into the bus, and then the man was shouting there, a black guy, I think it was a Nigerian from what the report is on social media, not sure about that. He was, no, you from his language, you know it's Nigerian. He was saying, my wife, I can't leave my pregnant wife. No, you can't separate me from my pregnant wife. You know, that was just devastating, man. I mean, I don't know how to feel to be in that shoe. And I'm not sure if he has been reconnected with the wife, but a lot is happening at the borders right there, especially with Africans.
Yeah.
We saw another station where it was pure racism. You know, some, I don't know whether the officials of Poland or from Ukraine are telling the black guys, you know what, you ain't going nowhere, you ain't going nowhere, the whites first.
They want to save their own brothers and sisters first. I mean, it shouldn't be.
This brother and sister thing has to change, man. Mm. You know, there's only one race. That's a human race.
Right.
The day we come to realize that and actually practice what we preach, as far as that is concerned, that day would have a better world. That's just my thought.
Anyway, moving away from that story, a lot happened over the weekend. Collins came back home, and I could feel the tone of his voice. He didn't want to shout.
Yeah.
He didn't want to, like, you know, make too much gra-gra, because he knows that something went down. So if you're a Chelsea fan, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to you, really. You know, I know how that felt. Like, just one goal. How did you do that? I know. I saw somebody said that ball went straight to Ukraine. Go on, catch it there.
You know,
that really, really was, but actually didn't feel bad.
In all, it was a great game. Mm. I mean, the Carabao Cup, of course, the finals, it was a great game. Mm. Liverpool and Chelsea had a fantastic game. Chelsea, of course, dominated in most parts of the game, except towards the end. And from my own perspective, not because I'm a Chelsea fan, and I know you're saying this because you're a Liverpool fan, I know. And yes,
oh my
you
God.
Won, bear, 11-10, you know, in penalties. But
oh God.
I don't know what Kepa was. Anyway, let's never go into that. I've moved on. You know, you win some,
when,
you lose
when
some.
When he shot the when he kicked the ball, you know, he just had himself like, what did I just do?
Maybe his mates called the ball. His mates.
Wow.
You know, actually, and he came on board for the game just specifically for the penalties. Mm. He wasn't the keeper that was in the in the goal during the throughout the game. He came towards the last minutes of the extra time game. And then, you know, for the purpose of penalty, you know, save one penalty and his own now that he's supposed to at least. Anyway, that's gone. I don't want to, touch on the wounds that are already very open. But that's football indeed. But yes. I'm proud of what the boys did. Fantastic football. And I must say that. You had to bring that on radio.
No, it's not to hurt anyone.
All right.
It's just, you know, I just had to. But how are you, though?
I'm good. I'm fine. Fantastic. You're good. I mean, moved on really from that. I really moved on.
Nice one.
And we're here today. I couldn't wait to come on the radio today because at least to hear from Lagosians. You look forward to hear from Lagosians, right?
Absolutely. Lagos, it's time for you to tell us what is going on around your area. How are you feeling this morning? The phone lines haven't changed. It's 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message also
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. 597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp. Ladies, don't forget the number. You have a special line for all them ladies out there. Mm-hmm. Hi, ladies. How you doing? How we love you especially.
01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, Andre. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Colin, good morning.
Good morning.
Please don't remind me of yesterday match, I beg.
No, but
anyway, yeah, so I will not be angry. But anyway, kudos to the boys.
Yep.
Yeah. Chelsea, we are not walk away.
Yep.
Liverpool thought they would walk us away, but we taught them a lesson yesterday. Despite that it went that way, I am good, I am okay, I've moved on, but next time they should not try us. It's just by luck that it happened that way.
Okay. Right.
Thank God. Yes, we are not walking away. So my lungu is just calm and cool. Nice. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, a lot. Thank you, Helen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Helen can prepared. Hello.
Cheers alive. Well, your line is sounding far away from you. It's sounding like Wizkid on the One Dance song with Drake. You know, want it, don't want it, don't want it. So please, can you move closer to your mouthpiece or something?
I'm moving left, right.
Are you using hands-free or earpiece?
I'm even moving left, right, center.
Are you using an earpiece? If you're using an earpiece, you might need to press the receiver.
No, is it okay now?
No, it's still sounding very far away from us. But
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, you know, go
okay
ahead.
Now?
Yes, great.
It's perfect.
Okay, better. Please, talking about Chelsea match, I'm also a Chelsea fan. Those guys really tried. Forget it. Our coach's name?
Tuchel, Tuchel, wherever.
Tuchel, he did a wonderful job. Funny enough, if this guy, Mandy, has been the goalkeeper in that, if he didn't catch anything, they'll blame him for not bringing in Kepa Arrizabalaga. At the end of the day, he did what he could. It's just that we just lost honorably.
Yeah.
And
it will give a warning to Liverpool and these people that Chelsea is not small team. If we meet next time, they will sweat. In fact, they just forget about the Chelsea kit. Then talking about this Ukraine whatever that is going on. A few weeks ago, when Putin was doing training with his boys at their border before they invaded, I chatted up with my friend. See, it might actually be that we are drinking Panadol on top Nigerians. Nigerians are on top of their headache. They don't want to come back. My friend said nothing will happen, that he is hopeful they will resolve it peacefully, that he doesn't want to come back to Nigeria. Please help me find connection. If Ukraine needs help, maybe they need volunteers. I beg Collins, help me find this.
Okay, you want to join?
They good here.
Wow. Thank you very much. Wow. That's the position of most Nigerians. You know, in the midst of all this, some people be like, better my day where war day. That day where war no day, but people like say war day. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if there's war on the streets, war. Like my brothers in the north will call it war. Anyways, I get that point. All right, guys. We're just finding how your weekend went. And two dominant stories, of course, that had to do with us, of course, what's happening in Ukraine and how it affects Nigerians with all the news. You have been following stories. We just, you know, talked about that. We also mentioned, the football game that had the Liverpool and Chelsea over the weekend. By the way, I'm a Chelsea fan. She's a Liverpool fan. So you see why the Techers had to have this conversation. She's laughing. But it's good football, just honorably, like last caller said.
Mm-hmm.
And what else got your attention over the weekend? What else got your attention? What is it going on in your neighborhood that I'd like to share with us? That's what we're asking you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
I'm Jim Bashido.
Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes. The Techers.
Yes, that's who we are.
This is my first time of calling.
Yay,
oh, good to
welcome.
Have you.
I'm Chelsea fans, and before the match started, I actually giving it to Liverpool. But I didn't know that Chelsea is going to play that good football. They play, in short, beyond my imagination.
Tiki-taka.
So I give them 100 over 100.
All right.
Yes, they played. They even played more than Liverpool.
Of course, obviously.
But God just said Liverpool is the owner of the cup.
All right.
And Chelsea should go and rest because they win the World Club Cup.
Yeah.
They must not win everything.
Yeah.
All right. So what's happening in your neighborhood?
My Lungu is cool.
Yep.
And it's just a bit sunny here. Not harsh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I said hi to Andrea.
Okay.
For taking care of you.
Oh, fine. I mean, I don't know. I almost said thank you on your behalf.
All right.
I didn't do you anything now. So if you didn't say thank you on my behalf, you remember someone when you are dancing, I was the one that commented that you win Bobo.
Okay, I remember you. That's
if
right.
If you did not say thank you now, I will use it to do comedy because I'm a comedian.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you.
I've said it.
To do comedy. I used to beg you.
All right,
it's my family in public.
Thank
hello.
You. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
0700.
I can hear somebody say family that you have put in public already.
I heard you.
I know, like I hear them. I can hear you say it.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. What is happening around your area, Lagos?
The fear of Lagos it is. Have you entered any of the rides by the government? This Lagos ride, I mean, what they call it? Lag ride? What is the name of it? What's your opinion about that? Someone who's saying that, you know, we get cars from plenty for this Lagos already. You can't add cars, join. And I don't know, man. I don't know what you think, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get to talk to you. Hi, good morning. Hello. No time to check time. Move on. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Chest alive. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Eben Praise from Unilag.
Welcome.
Hi, Eben Praise. Welcome.
Yeah. What happened to me during the weekend is nothing but the Chelsea-Liverpool match that I first want to talk about.
All right.
It's just so disheartening that Chelsea lost the match because to me, I saw them play an excellent match, which I've never seen them play like that.
Mm.
Initially, before the match, there was no light in this environment. At that time, so I was listening to it on Nigeria Info, the commentary. For the first half, I was just boiling on my bed, just bouncing everywhere. But I couldn't just hold it. For the second half, I have to move out to go and watch it at a Banelux bar. I had to go and watch it there. When I followed up the back-to-back play with the play that was motivated, I called two different times to still beat my chest for Chelsea. That Chelsea is going to make this match.
Yeah.
I called on the show. So eventually, those goals that were scored and was cancelled, I was just like, what's going on? We are meant for this match. This trophy is meant for us. But eventually, when that keeper was coming out to play his own penalty, I saw Edward Mendy coming. It's as if he was not actually sure of what he's going to play. So they actually showed us that Edward Mendy stood up and was moving closer before the guy played it. So it was obvious that I was like, why can't they allow Mendy to come and play this penalty?
How nah?
So eventually, when he now played his penalty, I was like, this guy is meant for flying eagles. Because it's as if he played the ball and said, God, take your ball, Lou. He just played it to God direct.
maybe he sent it as a rocket to
yes, I was wondering. I ran out of the place. I was watching it. I said, what is this? But eventually, the point is that Liverpool should just calm down. They know that they are not toying, they are not playing with
a baby team, right?
That's right.
Yes, a baby team.
Thank you. You spent more than 2 minutes, and it's 1 minute per caller. You still have a lot to say.
Call back later.
Yeah, call back later indeed.
We're going to break shortly, Lagos. Stick around. We'll be right back to bring you social media highlights.
We're getting to the social media highlights right now. Andrea, we're ready for that, aren't we? We are.
We are indeed. So we told you that it wasn't social media how that some Nigerians who are stranded in Ukraine right now are struggling. And then they face some kind of racism at the Polish borders.
Yep.
Now, this situation or the cries of Nigerians, right? Or the cry of Nigerians in Ukraine has gotten to the federal government and they had something to say. Now, Nigerian's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has advised Nigerians leaving Ukraine to make use of the Hungarian and Romanian borders. In a statement signed by the permanent secretary, Gabriel Aduda, the ministry said it was aware of the challenges that Nigerians were facing at the Polish borders and advised them to use these alternative borders. Hungary and Romania have approved visa-free entry for Nigerians and will provide accommodation and feeding before evacuation is arranged. So this is good. If you have a family member, a friend, or someone who you know is also stranded and struggling to move away from Ukraine, maybe experiencing the racism at Polish borders, you can advise them to use the Hungarian and Romanian borders as they have approved a visa-free entry for Nigerians and would also provide accommodation and feeding just before evacuation commences.
Okay, that's a good one. But then again, I hope no bombs will be close to those borders.
Hopefully.
No attacks, just hopefully.
Hopefully.
As it were. Because it's easy to say, just go there. There's a country of war. And he says, you move left, right, center. Well, you send plane there now. Send some, go there.
I saw a video also on social media how that this gentleman was calling the ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
And the man was telling him, he said, calm down, nothing is happening.
Just
stay where you are. Just stay where you are. Nothing is happening. And I went, oh my goodness. Then he asked, what should I do? What do I need to do? You know, he was asking him to send, I think he was asking him to send some documents. And the man replied and said, okay, should I use, I can't really remember the video in context, I mean, in real time. But he gave some kind of technical language. And the man said, you know that I am an old man. You know that I am an old man. I don't really understand what you're saying, but just stay calm. Nothing will happen.
That's the ambassador.
Yeah. For Nigeria and Ukraine.
That's of Nigeria, of the Nigerian ambassador in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Wow. I think the video will get that. And away from that also, Nigerians have been talking, you know, of course, 2023 is around the corner. And guys, the dates have been released for the elections. You've been following Nigeria Info, you should have details on that. And we know that it's just about a year to the elections in Nigeria. But quickly, there's this story that's making the rounds on social media, and a lot of people have been commenting on it. We just know what you think about it. So the presidential hopeful and national leader of the All Progressive Congress, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, has said that he's a youth and he still has the energy to lead the country. Now, the former governor of Lagos State said this while meeting with some APC members and his supporters over the weekend. Now, he was said when he said that he's capable of serving Nigerian and making the country great. He said, I'm here standing before you. I'm a youth, he declared. And of course, the crowd were also cheering. You want to play that part?
Okay, I don't know if that was clear enough.
Yeah.
But that was him saying, I am a youth.
Youth.
This is me standing in front of you.
As it were. So Nigerians have been commenting on that. A lot of people have been commenting. And he's been, of course, in the news recently. And that also got Nigerians saying a whole lot of stuff on social media.
So I saw that video. And part of the things I really paid attention to was how that he was shaking. He was shaking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, you can read in between the lines. Let me just keep mute on that. But what do you think, Lagos? Those are the social media highlight right now.
Shake us. Shake it up. You're good.
I didn't say anything.
I know. I mean, I wasn't saying.
I didn't say
anything. Is it shake it up? Where's that shake it up?
That is shaking, Abby. The shaker, that is shaking. Let the shaker shrink.
Shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up, shake it up. Ah, the phone lines are buzzing. Please, I hope it's the first story you want to comment on.
I hope it's the shaker also. Shaker shaking. Okay.
But you know, if you check that video properly, maybe it's a recording.
Yeah.
You know, look at the
maybe,
hands.
Maybe, yeah.
Shaking.
Yeah, the video.
Mm. It could be the recording. You know, it's just social media videos. So it's not that professionally recorded. Mm. All right, let's get to hear from you, Lagos. Hi.
Yes, my name is Chibike. Good morning.
Hi, Chibike. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, I saw that video. See, we don't need to deceive ourselves. That man's hands are practically shaking.
Hmm.
Even in that video, it's so obvious.
Okay.
You can tell. You can tell. Why is he saying he's a youth? He's not a youth.
All right.
You can hold my...
Wow. That... Ah. Where's the shakere? Who's that shaking there? Who's the shakere? Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Hello. Okay, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. The phone lines are really buzzing. You want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. 0809-597-5805.
Hello?
Let this call pass us by. Let this one... Hi, lines are jamming like Bob Marley. Please... Hello, good
What's
morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay. Yes! Just alive! Welcome.
Good morning, Collis and Andrea.
Good morning.
To you.
Is it been a boss?
It been.
Hi, welcome. It's been a while.
Because you guys don't take my calls.
It not be also
we can't see your number, so we can't even know that it's you.
Call, somebody just fling the phone, then I'll pick you up.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm dry.
Man.
You can't get it if you really want it, but you must keep trying.
That's right.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
We do. How?
Thank God for life.
Mm. Yes, so very important.
That man is semi-youth, no youth.
Okay, semi-youth.
Semi-youth.
Okay.
How can your hand be shaking? What's happening? You know, your bad adage, you say when your hand shakes, that means you've gone to put your hand inside grass cutter hole or something.
Mm.
That's right. But this one is obviously that man is a
semi-youth.
No, semi-youth.
Okay, great. Oh, boy. But you see, sometimes my worries... It might just be the quality of the video, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Or one thing, that is why it matters what you let out. Social media is crazy.
Right.
It matters if you cannot control the information that of you that goes out there,
yeah.
Whether it's a video, a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting somewhere one day, and some guys were just, what's this? It happened again yesterday.
Okay.
So watching soccer, and one guy just decided to start doing video, shouting and moving around with your phone to record people, you know, watching soccer. And, I said, Ogbeni, don't put me in that video. He was like, what is it? I said, what is not it? I'm not. It's your phone. It's your, consent. That's one thing we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it matters what letter. And that's because I'm careful about what exactly you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you can't record a video of me when I'm not aware and post it out there.
So do you think that this video was taken of him without him being aware?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that it doesn't look fine. Maybe it's not painting the exact picture. Of who, what the station is.
Girlies, what's happening? What's happening?
Something goes hello.
Okay.
You see what's happening?
The phone lines are buzzing still. Lines are buzzing.
No, don't call me a politician because all of us are politicians. All of us. Don't say I'm trying to. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm keeping my job. That's all. Anyway, just kidding, guys. But hey, the reason is there's a tendency for such conversations.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a tendency for people to go overboard and start insulting or calling names.
We don't want that here.
Now, us,
we don't want that.
Now, social media lie to.
We said shaky shakere.
It's shakere.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So if I hear and that man is straight up.
But I mean, let's hear what you think. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01-465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message also.
On 0809-597-5805. Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just alive! Welcome.
Collins,
Yes.
Thank you. It's Rosemary from Apapa calling back.
Rosemary, you please, again? Am I safe?
Yes, so.
Please,
yes,
so. Remember, I'm on radio.
Yes,
please,
so.
Except if you have opened.
Allow me to talk.
Ah.
You are he's a youth.
Yes.
We agree, but we don't want shaky youth.
Okay.
Please, yes, we don't need shaky daddy youth.
All right, you know what? I hope you have your PVC.
Yes, I have got
nice one. Yeah. So
Andre,
when the time
is
don't say we.
Nice one.
And when it comes to this, answer your name. Don't say I.
They are your father's name.
I.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, Rosemary. So she said she agrees.
That is his, a youth.
Yeah. But you know, she just
but
does not want.
If you look at what the definition of a youth is, you know.
Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah.
We should look at it. Okay.
Let's find out.
Let's look at it.
What then?
It might not be necessarily it may not have a lot to do with age or youth. Youth at heart.
At heart, you get it.
You get what I'm saying? Because
Oxford Dictionary here is telling us that youth means the period between childhood and adulthood.
And so childhood and adult age.
An adult age, yes.
Oxford is not correct. Let's move. Let's check somewhere else.
Okay.
Oxford. Okay. I question Oxford on this.
Okay, let's
move. No, Oxford, you're not. Let's you can't
check.
Be right.
Let's check Collins Dictionary.
Yes, let's go check. Collins
let's
Dictionary.
Go, let's go check.
I could go get dictionary. Oh my God. Wow. It's the first way.
Let's check.
I hope we land safely.
We would.
With this convo.
By the grace of God.
A youth, Collins Dictionary. It's
all right.
It is. Okay. A period. Okay, let's start from. You see, Collins is very explicit. You know, Collins Dictionary say, oh, we're going to the break shortly. Unaccountable noun, usually past pronoun, someone whose youth. Whose youth is a period of their life during which they are a child and before they fully mature to adults. Fully.
Before they fully.
Can you fully grow?
So is it fully?
No, can you fully mature? It's not until you're like 80 and above that you mature.
How?
99.3 Nigeria Info. She's Andrea Oduobi. Take care.
And he is Collins.
Thanks for the prestige pause indeed. Well, you know, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, we have the treasure hunt. And today we want you to find a picture, a photo, if you like, of a host of Danfo Conversations and Community U Reports. You know them. Go and find their pictures sitting together. They have a picture sitting together. And find that picture anywhere on the Nigeria Info FM app. So you have to download the app to be able to find it. The winner gets 5,000 Naira, the fastest fingers. So it's open right now. So get set for that. Get into the app and look for that picture. I'm having hosts of Danfo Conversations and Community U Report. Yeni, should I mention their name? Emona, Chukudi, and Ireti Bakari Yusuf, if you like. So guys, go there, check it out. And then, if you get it, fastest fingers, 5,000 Naira for you. We're good like that.
That's right. I mean, it's cheap. Free
money.
5K. Free 5K. Anyway, before we head to the family talk for today, there's some WhatsApp messages we didn't take earlier.
That's right.
And it's only nice that we do right now. So we'll take this one coming from Oluwa Toby Roland from Ojodu. He says, good morning, Collins and Andrea Teke. What's up, Lagos? My weekend went fantastically well. I didn't want Chelsea to win, but sentiments aside, they deserved to win the match. Big ups to the Reds. He says, I'm enjoying your show. I'm a diehard City fan. Chelsea fans, too, they beef us when we lose. Okay, another is coming from, what's her name, Rashid Noip from Lagos says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, guys. Thumbs up for the good work. Honestly, I'm not happy with the happiness in Ukraine. I just hope and pray Putin realizes his mistake before it's too late. My heart goes to my Nigerian brothers and sisters trapped in a situation.
Yeah.
IB from Ojo Lagos says, what's up, Lagos? The Tekes. My own is the beef between Emir of Kano and Air Peace. As I mean, telling Air Peace to apologize is uncalled for. How can you tell Air Peace to delay a flight because one man, to the detriment of others on the plane who has their business or who have their businesses to attend to?
Yeah.
This just uncalled for. He should get himself a private jet.
Yeah, that's also got Nigerians talking on social media
weekend,
a lot.
Mm. Obed from Surulere says, hi, Andrea and Collins. You forgot to announce the treasure hunt win on Friday.
That's true. They've not been bringing some. Ensure that we get the winners. We are the past winners. This is not the first message. So we talk to the gentleman to get us those details and ensure that we announce them. This is not the first person to complain about winners not announced, especially on the show.
Okay, Nero Cello from Ugudu says, good morning, guys. The statement is just an irony. Everybody wants to be a youth.
Okay.
Another is coming from... okay, let me take this one. Cruz says, what's up, Lagos? This reminds me of an ad that says, shaky, shaky daddy. It says, Biko, Andrea, airports read the dictionary meaning of youth. I think we've done that earlier. Thank you for that. Let me see.
And I didn't agree.
Umoran.
I believe he's right.
Says,
that is a youth.
I mean... Good morning, guys.
It's in the mind.
Bulgaria.
Okay, it's in the mind.
Youth is in the mind.
Youth is
right?
The mind.
Okay, you have to be younger.
Don't you have young people who are in between that, okay, who have their old already?
Okay.
In their mind.
Okay.
So please.
All right. That's youth. Colin's talking though.
He's youth. He's youth.
Youth, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we talking?
Let me take what Umorin says, right? He says, good morning, guys. Romania and Bulgaria are EU territories, and NATO has started their priority, stated their priority is to protect the EU territories
mm-hmm.
and not allow the war spill into those. But these two countries are heavy zones of racial discrimination. I agree.
Hmm.
I actually agree. But we hope that Nigerians will be safe or find safety one way or the other. Edozie Adinna just says, what's up, Lagos? I saw the video and can't stop laughing when he said, I'm still a youth. He should stop whining also because we know who youths are. He says, these crops of individuals don't keep on thinking. We don't know what's up. Our eyes are wide open. We know better now. Our mumu don't do.
Well, the last election, I heard this thing. In fact, before 2015 election, what election did they have? 2011. From 2011, 2015 to 2019, trust me, I heard our mumu don't do, mumu don't do. But when it's election time to go and vote, that's how people now think their lives. Oh boy, wait. 1 + 1 = 2. If I collect this bag of rice now, if I collect this money now, I don't know what you eat now is what's your own. I can't be begging my life for future when I don't know. Just forget my future, it will take care of itself. That's the attitude most people get. You know, building up to the election, you almost think that, this time, no, I'm not going to allow it. No, I shout out to one of my hidden mentors, Felad Rotoy, for coming out to contest. Ask him now, ask him. We are behind you. When it is time now, everybody come out. It's the truth. So, I mean, I don't like to talk politics, so, but if I, because I'm too blunt, they don't come and pick me up here and say, come here. It's true.
Mm.
You will be shouting, our eyes open. Our eyes, is it really open? Like, our eyes, are they open? Really? Really, really, really? Check yourself. But I'll do advice, get your PVC. And on that day, stay by what you believe.
That's right. Pius from Ikorodu says, that man is so desperate to say, he can say what he is, but we know who he is. He started answering all the questions he's supposed to have answered for a long time. It says, youth, just have your PVCs ready.
That's right. So desperation, that word, right? Using that word, desperation. To become the president of this country is quite a big deal, man. It is a bold, it is a big deal. So if you are not, you don't have a bit of, if you're not already, and that could be termed as desperation.
Desperation, yeah.
You know, if you come out, tell me the presidential candidate of what country that, I'm being the devil's advocate today on this show, on this matter. Tell me that person who say, I'm not desperate. Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm just here. I just want to run as president. If I win, I win. I don't win. Tell me that person. You have to talk big. You have to be, you come out as being desperate.
Mm.
That's what I think.
I agree with you as well. It takes a lot, like you said, to mount that place. It takes quite a lot. I remember Banky W saying he hasn't fully recovered.
Uh-huh.
You know, from just and
that's a tio sao to represent tio sao. No president, no governor.
Okay.
Oh God.
But I also think that the desperation that some Nigerians are looking at is it's a desperation that comes from a place of greed, right? Not a place of I want to do this for my country.
Who show me that president in the world? Point one. If one does a break table, show me one person that say, look, I'm doing this for my country, and it's not for personal gain. One. Point one. Guys, point one now. Come out. Come out. Let's leave Nigeria. You see, we have a way of creating a big deal out of things that are wrong in our society as if I'm not saying it's right or you understand, but let's understand that these things are real issues that exist not only in our society. This idea of the Nigerian factor, the Nigerian, it almost makes it feel like we live in isolation. All these things don't happen anywhere else. Hey, it's everywhere, even the people you look up to. So at the end of the day, when we're addressing these things, we should not just use words because you don't want to go. Show me one that's okay. It's my people. I want to serve. I'm in line, my people, and all that. Dig deep. You realize that there's always human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings are, even though we're supposed to live together and rely on each other,
right,
we are individualistic in nature. In fact, nature makes us that way.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody cares about their head. See, when the chips are down, your head on your neck is what you look at. I'm not saying that's right, but if you're going to serve as a leader, it's expected that you at least have that attitude of service, ready to go down there and make sure that you are serving your people.
Right.
You can count with your fingertips like this around the world. How many leaders are actually known? I mean, that's a very rare
quality
that you cannot just boast of. So it's just if you now make it a Nigerian thing, it becomes a problem. See, I don't want to go into politics. So I don't want to talk politics. So I don't want it to, before they say I'm
But you and I understand
that.
You and I understand
that.
Okay, let's leave that.
So,
I'm also trying not to talk politics because, like you said earlier, let's not go blunt so that they won't come for us.
I
don't think we're ready for that.
I'm not too.
We're both not ready for that.
Chill. You guys can chill with Sandra. You can chill with Sheriff in the morning. And who else talks politics? Agogo. Uh-huh. On the air.
And so Chukwudi.
Chukwudi too. Uh-huh. They'll speak with passion. Hey! But not that we are now aware of what's going on. We know what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? But that's not... Nobody will be our fault. Nobody there one day, but we know where to go on.
Absolutely. Anyways, Olushola here says, hi, the Techers. I greet you guys for the nice work you guys are doing. God bless you guys. The Techers, all I have to say concerning this man is that he should go and sit down. Age is not by his side anymore. And moreover, when he was the Lagos State governor, then he gave power to the Agbero guys. I bet you guys, if this man happened to be there as a president, he will make life miserable for people of Nigeria. And moreover, remember the Lekki killing? Many people are waiting for him during the 2023 election when they would vote him out. This is coming from Olushola.
2 months after... In fact, before Jonathan was, lost the election and then the current president came on board, he was the most cursed president on the earth. He was Googled. He was there on Google. We didn't say Nigerians, rain curses. He said this. He's a mumu. He's quiet. He does not do this. My brother, my sister, 2 months after the new administration came on board, that was when that clip, a particular clip, came out when this guy was frustrated. He said, he's surprised that everybody, the guns just opened.
Mm-hmm.
Let everybody just, it was 2 months, about 3 months, just after. So, Nigerian's mind can change from year to year in no time. Like, they can switch like a boom. And I know that you are listening to me, you know what I'm talking about. So, I don't even go by people saying comments. You are saying that about that. If they ask you now, your current president now, what's his age now? When did he enter now? That you voted for, you're shouting, yay, yay,
And you know,
I don't want to talk politics.
Another thing regarding, you know, who you get to vote. What are the options? That's what I think a lot of Nigerians would now fall back to. What are the options?
Shebi Duarte came out now. You guys are looking like, he's not ready. I mean, before you become president, you know, you should spend, you should, you know, the 774 local government, you should have visited them across the country. You should have this. You people by yourself came up with the criteria. I said, no, you can't win, you can't win, you can't win. Sure, came out too. You not vote out. Did you vote in?
It's all right.
We know the choices you are going to make, and I can predict. I can predict.
You have not changed.
If you have changed, you will keep quiet. You will not talk. You act. You will not be pointing fingers at people. Where we say they are pushing their hustle.
But this is just.
If you are related to these people who want to come out now, just sorry, you are related to them. I'm going to be so blunt. I don't know if this is the program I want to do today. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? If you're related to any of these people, irrespective of their age, your tongue will change. I can bet you with you, all of you listening to me right now. You can go on Twitter and call me out to go chat. I know fear. Nothing will happen. But if you're related to any of these people, your mouth will change. So let's stop being hypocrites, right? Let's face the real issues, all right? Even as a people, for my own part, let's take it off the ball. The guys, you say, the leader, they are these people. There is not these people against these people. It is all Nigerians, all of you. It's you. Do you know the height of hypocrisy in our society? Outside of politics, outside of who wants to become the president or not. Do you know the height? We know these things. Why are we now covering it? Because if it doesn't favor us, if it favors us, everybody keeps quiet. Ogbeni, yes. Hello. Let me warn you.
This is just a wake-up call.
Behave yourself.
Every Nigerian listening to us today, and make sure that you have your PVC.
Yep.
And vote your conscience. Vote your conscience.
You can just if I come out
and
now,
stand
no,
by
I
it.
Can't come out. If we now push Akoko, for example, or Sheriff, Sheriff for president. All of you there, that is young, you would deny. You would say, that's what you remember. You start remembering. What experience does he have? Does he have the money?
That's what I said earlier. It now comes back to what are the options? You know, what are the options? Who are who's
available? There are options. It's just that Nigerians have limited their options to those who have money. Okay, I'm going to play that Pachin. No family talk today, in fact.
What is going on? What is going on with you this morning? Is this what we're going to talk about?
Patrick Lumumba said it here. Not Patrice. Patrick, because Patrice is different. He said it here. He said, look, one thing is that those who have ideas don't have the money. And those who have the money don't have the ideas. Those who have political power most likely do not have the ideas. Those who have the ideas do not have political power. Now, if someone who has ideas comes in and say he wants to push you and let these ideas fly, without money, without bribe, without sorting the people who these ideas would benefit, those ideas will never fly. That's the society we live in on the African continent, and that's the truth. The ideas will never fly. I don't know, I'm being blunt. Okay, let me leave it. I'm just passionate, guys. Sorry. I'm just passionate. The ideas will not fly. How many times someone wants to construct a common road in your area, they will say, the communities will come together and say, Ogbeni, if you want to do road, you know what to do now. You settle ground. You give the this and that. You pay. And they expect that person to deliver. See, these are real issues in our society that we should talk about and make up our mind. Nobody will force you. If you don't change it, that's it. We live in it. We all will manage it by one way or the other. But you have to make up our mind to change it. Before we start pointing fingers, one person is this. Hello.
Take it easy, Cole.
Anyways.
The phone lines have been buzzing.
It is
so
well.
I'm guessing that some Nigerians want to respond or the Oceans want to
sorry
respond.
Sorry, I've scattered the family talk plan and all. Are we still going to knock that today? Okay.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Colin.
Yes?
There is something I want to bring to your notice.
Well, what's it? In your area?
Okay. In my area. It just happened this morning, and I just bought in Agor Palace Way.
All right, go ahead. Talk to us.
So, if you are coming from Sele, Okota yeah. Road, enter Ago Palace, the first fuel station you will see is Owando.
Hmm.
On your right. On the meter, they will write 152.5. That's the selling. But if you come in, the hotel is 220 they are selling.
Hmm.
I bought fuel not up to 20 minutes. I've been trying to reach you since.
Wow.
I said, I made this complaint. So I got with the attendant. When I got to my turn, I opened, I said, fill up. He said, that it's 220. I said, why? This is 162.5 you have here.
Hmm.
He said, I'm waiting there with the sale.
Wow.
And the guy who appears to be the manager came out and said, Sofun, meaning have you told him?
Mm.
Yeah. So he said, no, tell me. I said, but why not put it on? So I beg, if you want to buy the keys, then move. I bought 52.7 liter. They calculated it for not the price on the fuel pump you pay.
Mm.
Whatever you buy that feed my car was 53.7 liters. We had to use calculator on my phone to times it by 220. Hmm. So please, I wanted to investigate it.
All right.
If you're coming from Okota Road, as soon as you enter Agor Road, the fourth fuel station on your right is a one, is a new fuel station.
All right. Okay, great.
This has been happening.
All right.
So please, do your investigations.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why we are... If government has paid the plate at the price of fuel, let's know.
Yeah.
These are people, starting people, they'll put 152.5 on the meter. You think that's what I said, but when you get, they'll tell you the price.
It's
when I tried to raise my voice, they were like, okay, if you don't want to buy, please leave the line.
Oh.
That's what they're selling.
Oh. You know, thank you very much. I've experienced that before, and it happens every time there's any kind of artificial scarcity whatsoever. That one now, is it a 77 or 60 something old man that is the manager of that? I'm sure he's a young man. Is it the person that is selling that? I'm sure he's a young person. So that one now, is it? See, let's face this reality. You know, there's a lot of corruption within. I don't know where it started from, but it is here. We have to deal with this. Calling on the government, DPR, man, this is time for you to be doing a lot of work. Ensure that people don't take advantage of this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Hello. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Dennis.
Okay. Hi. Go ahead. Talk to us.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah. A friend of mine said that those are brothers in Ukraine who are trying to run away. They should not run away. They left here because they want a good life.
Uh-huh.
And that to get a good life, they need to fight for it too. Mm. Not now that things are going bad there, they want to run away. They should stay and fight.
Abi?
So they continue to enjoy the good life in Ukraine.
Mm.
Yeah, they should not come back. May they stay, may they fight.
that's height of sarcasm, man. At the end of the day, man.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
What's up, ladies? Good morning.
Good morning, Chester Life. What's your name?
My name is Ify.
Hi, Ify.
I want to just comment on what the second to the last caller said about that Owando train station in Agor.
Yeah.
He's right about it. You go there, you see 162 points, whatever, then they will tell you they are selling for 190. The last week it was 190.
Hmm.
It was last week that they sold for 220. So they should investigate it because others are selling for 165. I don't know why their owners are selling for 220.
They are casted like this. The fact that you guys are brothers on the radio, I'm sure they will change. If they don't change, that means they have gods. DPR. No, you know what you can do for me also, right? You see, there's DPR, the Department of Petroleum Resources, right?
Okay.
I think it's a regulatory agency for filling stations. So what you can do is, you can actually check whether the website or whatever about and report it too. We are calling on them now too, but you can also report it and report the filling station specifically. I'm sure that's going to change. All right, just check on DPR. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. You're welcome. We'll be going on a break shortly, but we need to announce the winners for the treasure hunt. So. We have the winner for on Wednesday, on Friday, and also today.
Mm.
So on Wednesday, if you're listening, Olubumi Oduayo, you won. So congratulations to you.
Yep.
Congratulations. We also have on Friday, Amosom Adura Tomi. from Ogun State. Thank you so much. You participated and you won. That's on Friday. And today we have a winner also. Olaide Odukoya. If you're listening, congratulations. You found our treasure, right? That is the host of Down for Conversations and Community U Report.
That's right.
They had both of them in a picture sitting down together, and you found that treasure. So congratulations.
Yep. Odukoya. Is it Olu Odu? Odukoya. Olaide, congratulations to you.
Congratulations. Also, on WhatsApp, a few people are actually commending Collins' line of thought. And Pastor Peter here says, please, if anybody call, ask them if they have gotten their PVC. And until we get ready to vote, that is when we change, or the change would come. Says
God, right.
Help us.
Indeed.
Let me see. This one here says, Collins, I have a scenario playing out in Ijebode. Okay, he says there is a particular female candidate which is going for HOA.
Okay.
That's House of Assembly. Mm-hmm. Very vibrant, well-read, and says no godfather.
Mm.
But the power that be is trying to bring another female candidate out to sponsor her just because they thought the other lady will not be easy to control. I mean... You know, these are actually the underlining, or these are actually the behind-the-scenes issues or challenges that some of these politicians, especially the ones who have genuine interest to serve,
face.
This is actually what they face that you and I don't even know.
Mm.
Now, I have a certain mentor who is in this. She's a politician, but she had to pull out from being a politician to focusing on development and legislature.
Mm-hmm.
She said... She had to fall back because she cannot. She cannot meet up to, and then she felt powerless, and she doesn't want to keep feeling powerless. You know, so these are some of the challenges.
Control everything.
Yeah, this is some of the challenges that they go through, and you never know about.
Okay, it is well.
A lot of messages, and we have to go on a break.
Okay, someone said DPR has been dissolved. Really, I didn't know that.
Mm.
Wow.
There you go.
So, is the police reported to straight up?
Yeah. This one here says,
Edward,
good morning. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. It says, why do you always make reference to Ihiagwanu Muchima? Is Futo your alma mater? He married from there. That's why. Ikechukwu from Ojo. He married from there. That's why.
I went to Rata. You think I went to... You think Umuchima? I went to Otamiri. Otamiri. I saw Otamiri, the river. That never gets dry.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much. It feels like we didn't have a family conversation today, but we would have that tomorrow. At this point, we need to step aside, or I need to step aside for Power Solutions. Thank you for always hanging on there. Thank you for being there with us. I am Andrea. Adobe. Take care.
And I'm Collins. Take care. Sorry, Andrea, really, for carrying my
It's okay.
My
someone said it's because of your Chelsea lost.
No, if I give a left hand.
Collins has brought. Okay, someone actually said it's the loss of Chelsea that's worrying Collins, but we know that that's more than that. It's more than that.
You'll be worried by the loss of Chelsea. Anyways, we're going to break, and Power Solutions will be back right after the break. But, you know, reason the things I told you, don't like truth.
Someone says, Andrea, Biko, off the mic. He says, why the Janssen's
child. That's true, man.
All right, thank you so much.
Well, the sound of